despite all difficulties, and there have been many, we have made it to this second Sunday of Lent, which traditionally has been called Transfiguration Sunday, not just by the introit. And of course, you know why. You have heard it. And you have followed it in your missals, which I hope you can, because I cannot read everything for you. You big boys and girls, read it for yourselves. Everybody should have a missal. Of course, we have it for the parish here, but you need to use them. Everyone needs to be responsible. And of course, along with all the other messages that this Sunday sends to us, we have this beautiful, magnificent episode of the Transfiguration of our Lord. And of course, one thing that I remind you of, that we too shall be transfigured. Not during this life. Of course, we may have some mystical experiences in which we sing or pretend or think that we are transfigured, but we are not. The transfiguration of Christ, his human body, which up to that point to them was only a human body, even though they knew better, was all of a sudden transfigured into that which it was, the divine and human body of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, through the cooperation of the Most Holy and Immaculate Virgin Mary. What a wondrous, wondrous, wondrous event this is. And of course, when you and I die, if we make it to heaven, we shall see that we too permanently shall be transfigured. Not just in our human bodies, which will be resurrected and be in heaven as well as our souls, but in everything. It's too difficult to explain, too difficult to understand. St. Peter did not totally understand it. St. Luke tells us in this episode that St. Peter spoke, but he did not know what he was saying. How often does that happen? Even to you and me, perhaps. More to you than to me, of course. And we haven't lost our sense of humor, even though our pressure is down in my heels. But nevertheless, we don't understand. I mean, who understands that we are here before God? That we are here at the door, the gate of heaven? And that in a very real sense also, Mary is the gate of heaven. It is through her that the Son of God comes. It is through her that we go to the Son of God and to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. So we see Christ transfigured. We cannot understand it, but we can believe it. And faith is not understanding. Faith is belief in the things that we cannot understand, that we cannot see. For those who wish to know and see everything, they're losing the point. They're missing the boat. And I don't mean that boat over there with the incense. The big boat, which is the Holy Catholic Church. And we don't want to do that. We want to go on that boat to eternal life. And that means that there will be storms, there will be difficulties, there will be disappointments, there will be betrayals, there will be all kinds of evil things, sicknesses, and pains and sufferings. But that is all part of the life of the Catholic. It's all part of the life of those who wish to follow Christ. In the midst of this wonderful apparition, even as St. Peter was talking, which he did often, not understanding what he said, but the Holy Spirit was talking through him, "Let us build a tabernacle for thee, and for Moses, and for Elias," the whole Old Testament, that bear witness to him, to his reality. All of a sudden they are covered by a bright cloud, not a dark cloud, a bright cloud. And that is the Holy Spirit, who envelops them and envelops the church and envelops us always, but in some occasions, we are more able to see Him and feel Him and understand Him. And from that cloud comes forth the voice of the one who is always heard, but who is never seen. The Son, the Word of God, the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him, hear ye Him. And I remind you, that's the last time we shall hear Him speak. In the Gospels, that is. And it is the same thing that we hear for the last time from the mouth of the Immaculate Lips of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do whatever He tells you. The same thing. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. Hear ye Him, not only with your ears, but with your heart and with your soul. And then it was over. And in life, those are the things that happen. Wondrous, wonderful things happen in which we are enmeshed in glory, as it were. And then all of a sudden, it's over. And at that point, Jesus, who looks again only human and not divine as He really was, touches them. As He still touches us, especially in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, where we see only bread and wine, where we smell only, or I do, you don't, bread and wine, where we taste only bread and wine. But it's not by the miracle of transubstantiation. It is the body and blood, soul and divinity of the eternal Son of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He touches us, says, "Arise, do not be afraid, fear not." And lifting up our eyes, we will see only Him, but not only Him. And as we go down the mountain, Mount Tabor in this case, which we remember all the time in exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and in the benediction of the Holy Eucharist, which we have, they're so blessed here to have it at least once or twice a week, every week of the year, but more so during Lent. As we go down Mount Tabor, He tells us, "Don't tell anybody anything." And of course, we know very well, and He knew it very well. He is the doctor of souls. He is the greatest psychologist. There are some people, as soon as you tell them, "Tell nobody," they're going to blab it about town because they want to show off the fact that they knew. Well, you will pay for that, by the way. People who are always blah, 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 blah. You know who you are. I know who you are. Watch it. But He tells us at that moment, "Don't tell anybody anything until the Son of Man, the Son of God, has been raised from the dead." Now, He was about to suffer this in just a few weeks. They did not understand it, even though they had been told time and again by Him. They did not understand it. Do you understand it, even though you have been told again and again what is going on? And we are oftentimes here like sheep or deer in the headlights. What is it? Quid est? And we do not know, and we will not know fully until we are raised from the dead. Those who lived according to Christ's commandments and His churches to eternal life. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. That's why I suffer to be here. It's not a pleasure to be here, physically anyway. Spiritually, I would never leave. This is what we do, what we are, what we believe, why we have baptism and reception into the church, and confirmation, and Holy Communion, and confirmation. which many of you will be receiving soon. Listen to him, and we will be able to see if we are able to enter into heaven. For those who are not, who else would it not listen? Would it not hear? Would it not understand anything because they were too busy about the things of this world, the nonsense of this world, important as it may be? Then it will be eternal darkness, cold, fearsomeness, and being away, absent, totally from God. Now, what do you want it to be for you? You can answer for yourself. I can answer for myself. I do not want to have suffered so much in my life, which has been incredible and continuous in one way or another, in order to then lose it all, to go into the eternal fire, the eternal lake of fire and coldness, the absence of God, which is hell. As St. Paul says, be ye imitators of me. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.